Thank you now for listening. Three, two, one. Thank you and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. It is our privilege this morning to be able to preach to you, and we trust that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the words of God today. We do want to take this opportunity to give you an invitation to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Our services began this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages, and we trust that you'll come, you'll bring your families and your Bibles, and study the Word of God with us. Our preaching service begins this morning at 11 o'clock, and our evening worship service at 4 o'clock. And then Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we meet again to worship the Lord. So these are the times of our services, and we trust that you'll come, and that you'll bring your Bibles, and that if you have a desire to learn what God's Word said, I know that you'll find the answers to those questions that you have in the services at the Independence Baptist Church. You won't find the answers every service or if you just come one time. You know, it takes a continuing time. It takes a long time to learn the things that God has for us to learn. But the Bible says we learn line upon line and precept upon precept. And so we trust that you'll come and study the Word of God with us. Last Sunday morning, we began a study called The Source of Our Strength. And we found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 14 through 21, was the scripture that we read. And so let's read this again. The Bible said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the depth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end." We want to say at the very beginning that the source of our strength is not our abilities to do a certain thing. The source of our strength comes directly from God. Now, I know that there's a lot of people that have a lot of willpower, but we're not talking about willpower, and the Bible here is not talking about willpower. The Bible says whenever we become weak, then we become strong. And so the way to find the source or the strength in your life is not when you just bullheadedness drive ahead to do things, but it is rather when you back up and let God work in you. There is more power and more strength in the things that God has for us than we can ever get by working our own selves or trying to muster up enough faith or courage or strength in ourselves simply to go ahead. You know, today there's a lot of real strong people in the world. There's a lot of strong-minded people and a lot of strong-willed people in the world. But what God is talking about to this church at Ephesus is not that they just be narrow-minded, but rather that they yield themselves unto God in everything. And last time we got down through verse 17, and how that Christ might dwell in our hearts by faith, and that we being rooted and grounded in love. And if you want power today, power of God, then the power of God will come to you as you are rooted and grounded in the love of God. Jesus Christ was a very powerful person, and yet you'll find that Jesus Christ, not one time did He pick up a stick to hit anybody. And I know today that a lot of people think that in their power, in beating somebody up or in knocking someone in the head, that they find great strength. But let me tell you, that is weakness. That is cowardice. To stand for the truth of the Word of God does not mean that you stand with a ball bat in your hand. It means that you stand with the sword of the Lord, that two-edged sword, and just preach what God's Word said, declaring that here and there to people. That is power, and that is strength. And so he says in verse 18 here, that we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ. I think if there's one thing that needs to be preached today, and that is the love that Christ has. And the Bible said here in verse 18 that we can comprehend with all saints the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height of the love of God. But let me tell you, this comprehending of the love of God is not something that we learn mentally. It is rather a seizing eagerly of those things of the Spirit of God. And to know the love of God is to know something that you cannot express with your lips. You simply can't do it because it's so great. It encompasses everything. So what we're talking about here and what Paul is talking about in the love of God is talking about a realm, a spiritual realm, that the physical man simply cannot go into at all. There's a lot of people that believe that they can enter into the spiritual realm. Let me tell you, only by the gift of God can a person come to the place of realizing the love of God and the breadth of it and the length and the depth and the height. I hate to say, but I believe that the average saved person today has not entered into the knowledge of the love of God at all. He can hear it spoken, and he can with his lips give testimony to those things. But the love of God in the heart of a person that is saved will be an absolutely overpowering and marvelous thing that they live in day in and day out. Many people will not be able to reach it at all simply because they will not involve themselves in the daily meditation, in the daily reading of the Word of God. I know that the Bible is a bestseller. It's just not a best reader. There's a lot of people that buy Bibles, but there's many people that are ignorant of what the Word of God says. And so we admonish you today to read what the Word of God says. The Bible said here in verse 19 that we may be able to know, that is to have a knowledge, not our love, but rather of the love of Christ. This is a knowledge that passes all mental and physical knowledge. It is a spiritual knowledge. And this is how, brethren, that we are able to be filled with all the fullness of God. And I would say this morning, that it is good to know the love of God. But let me tell you this morning that God is also a God of judgment. He's also a God of great wrath. He's also a God of great anger to pour out upon this world. And I know that it's preached time and time again and over again that God is such a God of love that He will never harm anybody, and that God would never do anything bad to anybody at all. Well, let me tell you, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible said that God chasteneth those whom He loves. And so God is a great God of love, but He's also a God of great judgment. Somebody would say, well, now the Lord, He just loves folks so much that He will never cast them into a burning hell where they shall suffer eternally. Let me tell you, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible said that God is such a God of love that He will not go against the things that He said that He would do. He is such a God of equality. He's such a God of great judgment that he cannot stand to look upon sin. Because he's God, he's altogether pure in his holiness and his goodness. The Bible says that in the last days, there will be people that will say, peace, peace, when there is no peace. The Bible said that in that day, that people shall look for everything to please themselves and for great joy. And God said they're going to face tribulation. And when that tribulation period is ended, then Jesus will come and rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 years. And he shall reign with a rod of iron in total justice and in total mercy, in total love. At the end of that 1,000-year reign, the Bible said that the dead in Christ shall stand before him at the great white throne judgment. This is talking about those people that are lost, those people that are without Jesus Christ, those people that live in this life, they've known what it is that there is a God, and they've died without accepting him as their personal Savior. And those people will stand before God, and they shall be judged out of the Word of God. And then the Bible says that every one whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Let me tell you, the Bible makes it very clear. God is a great God of love. But don't ever forget that God is a God of great judgment. And one of these days, God will bring His judgment upon this world. You know, the Bible says that in those days that men shall say, well, there is not a God. He is not going to bother me. He's going to bother somebody else maybe, but He won't bother me. But let me tell you what the Bible says. The Bible said in that day that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You can know that God is a God of love. The Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The very fact that God has so loved the world and He sent Jesus Christ, that those that believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen, Jesus came into the world to seek and to save the lost. And those people that are lost are perishing without Jesus Christ, and they're going to spend eternity in a place without God. How about you today? Where do you stand before this loving God? You know, I'm not asking you this morning if you're a church member. I'm not asking if you've done things that are good and holy and right. I'm asking you, how do you stand before God? I pray this morning that you'll examine your own heart in the light of what the Word of God says and look at yourself the way God looks at you. You know, the Bible says that Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. And this morning, are you lost? Or have you ever been forgiven for your great sinfulness? I'm not asking if you've asked God to forgive you of all of these sins that you've done. But I'm asking you, have you asked God to forgive you for being a sinner? For what you are? And the Bible says that the heart of man is desperately wicked, and who can know it? It is a very deceitful thing. So if you're lost today, trust the Lord Jesus Christ and know that God is a God of love. He is the very source of our strength. But you won't find the God of strength until you find the end of your own wickedness, until you find the end of yourself. And we trust today that if you're lost, that you'll recognize that before God and trust Him before it's eternally too late. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again. This morning, our prayers are with you and our prayers are for you. If you're lost, especially that you'd be saved. If you have questions, contact us and we'll be glad to talk with you concerning these great principles in the Word of God. We invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri, and listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another radio program. Thank you now for listening.